This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Monday, April 8th was the sixth and final day of jury selection before it moves forward in the doomsday prophet Chad Daybell's trial. That's expected to be 8 to 10 weeks in length. They had a large list of potential jurors to start off in the morning. There were only some minor hiccups. Nate Eaton from East Idaho News had an important quote, and the prosecution did have an issue they brought up. I'm Linda with It's a Crime, so now let's get into it. On Friday, April 5th, at the end of the day in court, 57 jurors made it into the total pool. Of those 57, 37 were men and 27 were women. There were only 50 needed, which actually happened on Thursday, but the judge continued on to Friday, which left us a little bit confused. But on day 6 of jury selection, which is today, the judge let the people go who were in that Friday extra group, so they were excused. Another person from a different county was also discovered, and they were let go as well, as that's not allowed. Now, in court, at the beginning of the morning, Nate Eaton was tracking the day, as it wasn't televised, and he said that he came face-to-face with Chad Daybell because they rearranged the gallery, and he ended up facing him and was about 10 feet away, which I find really interesting because Nate is the one to kick this all off way back in Hawaii when we found out that the kids were missing. Remember that Nate actually went up to both Lori and Chad in Hawaii, stuck his microphone in their face and said, "Where are the kids? Because I know where mine are," he said. And I feel like this is the perfect time to show that clip.
I'm Nate Eaton with EastIdahoNews.com in Kauai, where Chad and Lori Daybell were served with two search warrants just hours ago. Law enforcement officers from Eastern Idaho, along with federal agents and the Kauai Police Department, pulled Lori and Chad over. They were driving a black SUV. They pulled into this resort where I am standing. They put Chad into one vehicle, Lori into another. That's when their vehicle was seized and they had no way to get home. We had a chance to ask them so many questions that need answers. Lori, Nate Eaton with East Idaho News. Can you tell me where your kids are? Where are your kids?
No comment.
No comment? They've been missing for 4 months. You have nothing to say? You're over here in Hawaii? Where are your children? Yeah, why don't you just give us a comment? Just tell us where they are. Chad, where are Lori's kids? What happened to Tammy, Chad? Can you tell us what happened to Tammy? Why have you guys been in Hawaii for so long? Listen, just tell people what's happening. There's people around the country praying for your children, praying for you guys. Why don't you give us answers?
That's great.
That's great. That's great that they're praying for you, praying for your kids. What? You have nothing to say? Did you do something to your children? Are your children still alive? That's a simple question. I've got three kids of my own. I can tell you every minute where my kids are at. Where are your children? What do you guys plan to do now? Are you gonna, you have 5 days to get your children in front of a judge in Rexburg, then what? Are you guys innocent of any crimes? Have you committed any crimes? Chad, you guys have a lot to say on your podcast. You don't have anything to say now? Lori? Do you believe that you were instructed by God or others to do something for your children? If you could give a message to them, what would you say? Listen, if you just talk to us, we'll leave you alone.
The family's worried. Tammy's family's very worried.
Tammy's family's very worried. Lori, your mother, Kay, came out. Kay and Larry, they're offering a $20,000 reward for your children. And you're over here on the beach. This is your chance to tell your story. Nothing you want to say? One last chance right here. Anything you want to say to the people in Idaho? Lori, you have a lot of cash there in your baggie. Were you guys planning to leave Hawaii? Were you planning to take off? And with that, Chad and Lori darted into this resort, and they still have not come out. Now, police have not said what they are searching for in that SUV or in their home, but one thing that was not found is Lori's children. JJ and Tylee are still missing. Tomorrow, we will have much more from Hawaii. For now, I'm Nate Eaton reporting for EastIdahoNews.com.
That was one of the top memorable moments. I remember seeing him and thinking, wow, who is this guy? He's awesome. Also, we got to talk about the cupcakes. Shortly after the discovery of where Lori and Chad were, news spread, and because the kids were missing and Lori and Chad were tight-lipped about it, Lori actually would have been in jail possibly at this time. So I think it was when she was in jail. There was a bakery or supermarket with a bakery that made a bunch of cupcakes, and on them had the quote, "Where are the kids?" And they were orange and white, prison stripe inspired. And I will never forget that. It's awesome. And for those of you who are watching or part of the It's a Crime membership with me, you can use that cupcake emojis and use it in the comments. Now back to court. Present in the gallery today were Larry and Kay Woodcock, JJ's grandparents in Boise. Tammy Daybell's Aunt Vicky was also present, and I talked about her in my last video on day 5, and I showed a clip of her victim impact statement in Lori Daybell's trial. And she spoke about Tammy, and it was really, really powerful. If you haven't seen that, check that out. I'll have that in the description box below or at the end of this video. Also, there was said to be 20 people in total in the gallery who were a mix of regular attendees and the
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Media, and I'm thinking that's probably going to get a little bit more busy once the trial actually starts. It's been pretty quiet. And Chad was apparently quite chipper today, chatting it up and smiling with John Pryor, his attorney. I think this is going to be very interesting in the next 8 to 10 weeks with John and what he has up his sleeve, because he always seems to have something up his sleeve. If you agree, put heck yeah in the comments below. Also, I guess they had some problems and issues with microphones again today, and it has been a challenge for sure with not only the audio but the video as well. It's really hard to hear the jurors, and it's hard to hear the prosecution. Well, maybe not so much the prosecution, but John Pryor kept forgetting to put his microphone on. That's the defense. So it was really hard to hear. And I'm hoping that we can hear the witnesses when the trial actually starts. It is a concern. As for John Pryor, I guess you could say I hope to hear him too. But a lot of people in the comments keep saying that they're not watching anything because they can't handle watching John, which I really don't blame them. I'm pretty used to it in many ways for the 4 years I've been watching, but I can see as a newcomer coming in to go absolutely not and shut it off. So the process started with something called peremptory strikes, and the prosecution and the defense get to eliminate 16 jurors each so they can whittle them down to 18 in total, which were 12 jurors and 6 alternates. This process today was not live streamed, so we had Nate dishing the news to us. And the process started with the prosecution making a selection, and then the defense follows suit. Each time a selection is made, the opposing side has the chance to either accept or challenge that selection. If a challenge is made, the judge may need to intervene to resolve any disputes, and this back and forth goes on until both sides are satisfied with the composition of the jury or until all available juries have been exhausted. The goal for both of the prosecution and the defense is to select jurors who they believe will be fair and impartial in evaluating the evidence presented during the trial. During last week, I made a video on each day of jury selection, outlined what happened during each day, and I also outlined in detail some of the more notable moments and notable jurors. If you haven't checked that out, I encourage you to do so before the trial actually starts. In all, they ended up whittling it down to 18 jurors. There are now 8 women and 10 men chosen on the official jury. A notable quote that was in East Idaho News today was from Nate as he was following the court proceedings, and it really stuck out to me, and I think it's important to point it out. He said, "Life is about to change for 18 people in this group." And I feel like that is such an important quote because really it all encompasses what's about to happen. For many, they don't know about this case. They don't know about Chad Daybell, Lori Daybell, the evil doings that has been going on for the last 4 years. And they're going to see not only the regular evidence, so to speak, but the pictures and what happened to Tylee, JJ, and Tammy. This is going to be, I've said this before, but I really truly believe this will be worse in nature for the details. For some reason, I feel like that's going to happen in Chad's. I don't know what you think. Let me know. But I do feel like it's going to be a lot worse. They also talked about a gag order that was previously issued and is in effect until after opening statements. But Lindsay Blake brought up the issue that concerns have been raised about it, and she wanted to extend the order through the duration of the trial, so the 8 to 10 weeks of that trial. And John Pryor also agreed, but Judge Boyce said he will take the matter under advisement, but for now he will extend it through to April 10th, which is this Wednesday. Also regarding media, Judge Boyce says that he's concerned about the media coverage and he's not going to allow back channel communication, as he worded it, through his staff or court personnel. He wanted to obviously keep confidentiality of the jurors protected, and he talked about how some jurors were lost during voir dire, where Judge Boyce actually says voir dire, but he was worried because of confidentiality concerns. Now, Chad Daybell is facing the death penalty, and as of last year, July of 2023, I believe it was in July, they changed it to firing squad, but they said that it would be chosen as firing squad if they can't find or source the drugs for lethal injection. And what happens is on execution day, if it's firing squad, they'll use guns, obviously, and they will point it at Chad Daybell if he's found guilty and if they choose the death penalty, and he'll have guns aimed at his heart, not at his head, as some people might believe. And there will be only one bullet, one live round that's real, and the rest will be dummies. And that's how he will possibly go down if they can't find that drug and if he's guilty and goes on death row. Speaking of death row, in Idaho, there are currently 8 people right now on death row. 7 male residents are incarcerated at Idaho Maximum Security Institution, which is south of Boise, and 1 female resident is incarcerated at Pocatello Women's Correctional Center in Pocatello. 3 executions have occurred since Idaho has enacted a new death penalty statute in 1977. Now, as I was typing the script out, I had a weird thought. If Chad Daybell is found guilty and going on death row, and Brian Koberger in Idaho, which is the other Idaho case, is found guilty and given the death penalty, they'd be neighbors. So opening statements start on Wednesday, April 10th at 8:30 a.m. The jurors will get new numbers when they return that day, and we'll see what happens. Opening statements for Lori's started with 3 words: sex, money, and power. Let's see what will be for Chad: loin, fire, and tail, money, and duper's delight. And speaking of death penalty and serial killers, check out this hour-long special on the bizarre last words of serial killers before their execution, and check out day 5 of Chad's jury selection if you haven't done so yet. Thank you so much for watching. See you in the next video.